With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Electoral Commission of Namibia has announced that the United Namibians Party has applied for official registration as a political party under the Electoral Act of 2014. The ECN in a government gazette has provided a 30-day window for any objections to be submitted to their office in Windhoek. Here's the commissioner's senior legal officer, Alpheus General Haufiku, who explains that registration of parties is an ongoing process.
Any political party that is registered, you must make sure that you have to participate in any election, being National Assembly, presidential, regional or local authority. But when it comes now to registration, you must also then look at what period are you making your application. Say, for instance, now we are to have elections on the 27th of November. So when you look at all these processes of verification of names, 30 days objections, you then have to make sure that your application must also be time-bound. That if you are bringing your application like now, the possibility is there that you may not be able to participate in the upcoming elections, because by the time we finalize this process, it might be too late. Maybe the other one that is coming next year for regional and the local authority.
Youth from all corners of the country met at Helau Nafidi in the Ohangwena region on Monday to commemorate International Youth Day.
Speaking during the event, Minister of Information, Communication and Technology Emmatia Fellows urged young people to pursue excellence and self-development despite whatever difficulties or challenges they may face. She added that youth need to work very hard in order to become the best versions of themselves. The Youth Day is observed globally on the 12th August each year as a celebration of the ability of youth to be partners in today's global society and as a means of drawing attention to youth issues. Angolan counterparts from Kunene Province also attended the event. Maria Nampara reporting for Future Media on Dangwa.
In a related development, the number of young people unemployed globally is at a 15% year low, but countries in Asia, the Pacific region and Arab states, and women in particular, are not seeing the benefits of this post-COVID economic recovery, the International Labour Organization said on Monday in its latest Global Employment Trends for Youth report. Here's Mia Seppo, the Assistant Director General for the Jobs and Social Protection Cluster.
The ILO report shows that we actually see a record low of youth unemployment, a 15-year low of 13%, which is an extraordinary finding. However, this is uneven across regions, and women are not benefiting from this recovery to the same extent as young men.
The Namibian police have acknowledged receiving complaints that their traffic law enforcement officers are allegedly discriminating against operators of seven-seater vehicles, who reached out to NAMPO spokesperson Deputy Commissioner Kauna Shikwambi for comment.
The Namibian police force has never instructed or authorized discriminatory practices in enforcing the Road Traffic and Transportation Act, which would unfairly target seven-seater transport operators. And vehicles that are operating without public transportation permit are treated in the same manner as any other operator without such a permit. So this is not just seven-seater, but any other public transportation. Our traffic law enforcement officers, they do not show any form of favoritism or discrimination. They carry out their duties professionally.
And the presidents of Russia and Palestine held talks at Vladimir Putin's residence outside Moscow. Putin said that Moscow is watching the events in Palestine with great pain and concern and reiterated the need to create a fully-fledged Palestinian state.
Vladimir Putin said that Moscow, despite events in Ukraine, is closely watching the humanitarian catastrophe unfolding in the Gaza Strip with great pain and concern. He reaffirmed Russia's position on the Middle East settlement that in order to ensure a long-term stable peace in the region, it is necessary to implement all the United Nations decisions and, above all, to create a full-fledged Palestinian state. Mahmoud Abbas thanked Putin for his position, calling Russia one of the dearest friends of the Palestinian people. Abbas reiterated his criticism of forced evictions of Palestinians from their territories and claimed the UN was unable to resolve the Palestinian issue due to pressure from the United States. Daria Bondarchuk, Moscow.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.